selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
Think about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello, and welcome back to Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amey, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Daryl, you know what? I am so fired up for this conversation. It is going to be a great day in the community. Let me tell you that.
It is going to be a great day indeed, and we're so excited to be talking to our guest, Tom Hopkins, today. We're going to bring him into the studio in just a moment, but as we get started, if you're new to the Selling from the Heart podcast, I just want to say welcome. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And right now, Larry, the energy inside the Selling from the Heart community is just so exciting. I'm fired up about this challenge we have that we've just rolled out. Larry, the Client Appreciation Challenge this May is going to be so exciting.
Appreciation, it's something that sometimes we just take for granted, Daryl. And it's only in those special moments, those holidays, that appreciation comes to the forefront. But in the Selling from the Heart community, it's Appreciation Day every single day.
That's right.
It's thank you every single day.
Gratitude is so critical to success, and not just success in terms of monetary success, but that fulfillment side of everything that we do. And so a core value of Selling from the Heart is appreciation. And we're so excited. We're rolling out this year for first time, hopefully the first of many client appreciation challenges. It just so happens to fall in the same week as Client Appreciation Day. So every day from May 17th through 21st, you're going to be inspired, you're going to be equipped, and you're going to be challenged to show appreciation. And we'll be dripping out the participants and some of the incredible folks that are going to be coaching us and encouraging us in this. But we want you to get involved. So go to clientappreciationchallenge.com or text the word heart to 21,000 and we'll get you hooked up, because you don't want to miss this one. It's going to be fantastic. Larry, a huge shout out as we get started today as well to our good friends at BombBomb. Talk about a platform that enables appreciation, the ability to send personalized videos to our friends, to our clients, to our prospects, to our coworkers. BombBomb is such a gem of a platform to be able to make that happen.
Oh, you know what's so cool is just the other day, somebody asked me to connect and I sent a message back. Well, guess what I got back, Daryl? I got back a BombBomb message. I knew it was a BombBomb message right away. Because, I mean, just being so familiar with our friends at BombBomb. And so I had to shoot a BombBomb video back. And this person had said that they were listening to the podcast, saw BombBomb, went and signed up for a 14-day free trial, and they're just learning it. They go, it's the most uncomfortable experience I've been through. I said, just stick through it. Trust me, stick through this and fight through it.
You're going to love it. And if you haven't tried BombBomb yet, you need to get in on this program. BombBomb.com/heart. 14 days, absolutely free. And you can begin sending personal videos. And the best way to start is, and this is going to tee up our client appreciation challenge, is to be able to say thank you, to just look in a camera and say thank you to your prospects, to your clients, to your friends. Just a fantastic way to sell from the heart. So huge thank you to our friends at BombBomb. Well, Larry, we have a guest today that everybody knows and loves, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation. So why don't you introduce our hero, Tom Hopkins, and let's dive in.
Oh, wow. So this is a quick backstory. So Tom, you got to bear with me on this one. But I remember, I'm going to give our listeners just a quick backstory on how Tom came into the Selling from the Heart community. This goes back quite a number of years ago. All of a sudden, I get a LinkedIn message that comes in my LinkedIn message center. And Tom, you may or may not remember this, but all of a sudden, Tom sends me a message and goes, well, what does it take to come on the Selling from the Heart podcast? And all of a sudden, I picked myself up off the back of the chair. I go, is this really Tom Hopkins? Yeah, it's Tom Hopkins. Well, you don't need anything. You're Tom Hopkins. You can come on the podcast whenever you want. So what was interesting is Tom was our one-year guest for our listeners who have been with us for a while. Tom was our one-year guest. Didn't plan that way. It just happened to be that way. I reached back out to Tom and said, hey, would you like to come back on the podcast? We're in for a treat. He's a near and dear friend to Daryl and I. Tom Hopkins, welcome back to Selling from the Heart.
Well, thank you, Larry. And I tell you, you guys are unbelievable. And I mean that in the most positive way.
You wouldn't believe it. Hey, Tom, you know the question.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
That's right. You know the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers. And I can't wait to hear your take to what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
Well, one of the reasons that I was not only excited to come back and be with you guys, but am impressed in what you do is the heart is always forever been a symbol of love. And all of my career in teaching people the art of selling and marketing and building a business is the fact that you love people and use money, never use people and love money. Mm. And if you have this heart or love for people, they'll not only do business with you, but they'll help you build a clientele following because they're happy with the way you handle them. And I'll be talking more about that in our time together, but I just think that it makes such sense that if your heart is in the right place with the love for the people you serve, the service will not be selling, but be something that they really want to have in their life. So I salute you, and I'm thrilled to be with you today.
No, thank you. And I really, Daryl, this is a great, I love what Tom said when he talked about the heart. And, you know, we're a big believer. Let's just look at society today. When we think of heart healthy, right? It's the cardio, it's the fitness, it's eating right, and so forth. But a lot of what we do inside of Selling from the Heart is to get your heart right. It's around the heart, it's around the mind, it's around the body. It's the things that go unspoken. Mm-hmm. That I think radiate out, especially when you connect to people and you relate to people is, you know, let's look at this. And that's why I appreciate what you said, Tom, is there's way more that goes into this than just thinking, well, we must bring our heart into it. It's the inner work that we do on ourselves.
So true. We share that so greatly. Yes, 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 yes.
I love it. We're going to have a great talk today about some of the fundamentals and how they're so relevant today. But, you know, Tom, I just got to say, I was picking up on my desk when I started my career was How to Master the Art of Selling. This was my Bible. It's underlined, highlighted all the way through. But what
by the way, you can tell Tom, it's been out in the sun too, because the pages are a little brownish.
This is sad in my car. It's got coffee spilled on it. All of that. And if I dug through, I'd probably find the cassette tapes to go along with it as well. But you know what I love about this? When I was reading back through this just in preparation for our conversation today and remembering some of those early days in selling, you were coaching us on some of the foundations of sales success. And one of the things you said was top champions get emotionally involved with the people that they serve. And I realized here we are, you know, this many years later, talking about selling from the heart and caring, giving a rip, being emotionally involved. And Tom, I think that core belief that, you know, yes, we as sales professionals are going to get emotionally involved with our clients and you know, become friends is still revolutionary and still powerful in sales.
Well, and true, people will listen to your presentation if you're teaching logics, but the yes and the building of the emotional desire to say yes and invest happens emotionally. And so the emotional part of what you do with people is critical. One of the things that I was impressed with when you introduced me was talking about, you know, BombBomb, because here is a company that is in essence doing what we did. And even today, I talk about the importance of the handwritten thank you note, because no one's doing it. It's all email or something else. But I believe a person that will sit down and with a nice little card, write a handwritten thank you note, that is powerful. But I think to take advantage, which is, again, going past where that is, to the video opportunity with BombBomb, has got to be just over the roof. And I know they didn't have this back in my day of selling, but if they did, I'll guarantee you that would save so much time. And, you know, we all have 86,400 seconds in a day. No one has any more. No one has any less. But the people that seem to achieve the highest degree of accomplishment in their careers know how to delegate authority to others, take advantage of ways of keeping in touch with people, and making people feel they're really special. And if there's ever been an opportunity, BombBomb totally gives that to people for a reasonable investment. So I was thrilled, and I'm going to do more checking into them, because I have many clients that are saying, hey, I'm so darn busy. But this is a way to, again, duplicate your time and effort with an opportunity like this. So that was super. I'm glad you filled me in on that.
No, it's so here's what's interesting, because we've used a couple words in the last couple minutes, right? Foundational, back to the basics and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it's and I still love the power of the handwritten note. And one of my favorite sayings is, you know, what's forever old is still forever new. Yes. It's just the tools have changed, but the core foundation of thank yous, appreciations, the content that goes into it hasn't changed. We've just added more tools on top of it.
Well, and you know what's so funny is people will sometimes say to me, well, Tom, you've been doing this for decades. Well, have things really changed? And of course, my reply is this. There are basically four fundamentals in the game of golf. And if you went to the famous John Jacobs Golf School, they would start you off. I don't care if you're a two handicap, which is an excellent golfer. They would say we're starting with grip, alignment, stance, and posture, because those are the four fundamentals of a good golf swing. And, of course, in the art of selling and marketing, there's basically our seven fundamentals, and those will never change. Now, a culture can change. Products can change. The way we do business might be adaptable to what's happening in the world. But those fundamentals will always be there. And it's kind of like if we went and looked at one of the old great, you know, Phil Mickelson, or went back into many, many years ago, some of the old golfers in the 40s and 50s, the 14 reflex movements of a golf swing back 50 years ago are no different when we watch Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson today. Now, granted, the difference is their physical strength. Back 50 years ago, a golfer would never really go to the gym and work out with weights because he didn't want to, or she didn't want to tighten their muscles. They wanted a smooth swing. But the great golfers today have all the exercise properly to build muscles to again, increase the effectiveness of those 14 reflex movements. And if you watch a great golfer like Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods, you're amazed at how those fundamentals are always there. And so I just hope the folks that are listening will realize and watching us today that the fundamentals of sales and marketing will really never change. We must adapt them to our product. Of course, use our temperament and personality to make them ours, but it'll always basically be do the right job on those fundamentals and you'll make a lot of money, which is why we are really trying to help people and serve them with the benefits of our product or service.
Beautiful. And I love the analogy of the fundamentals. And I think this in the world of shiny objects today, and there are so, you know, the great thing about technology is it opens new opportunities. The bad thing about it is sometimes it just, we get distracted. And so I think it's a great reminder today to look at these seven fundamentals. And I'm so excited about you coaching us here for the next few moments about these fundamentals. Where do we start? This is great stuff to remember, Tom.
The first fundamental is prospecting, and that's finding the right people to sell and then selling those people you find. Number two is the original contact, how you come across in the first 10 to 15 seconds when you meet a person. And then, of course, number three is what we call qualification, which is finding out what their needs are and asking the right questions to find out what they'll say yes to. Then, of course, our presentation of what the benefits are we offer. And by the way, you that are in sales, you're not selling a car, you're not selling a house, you're not selling a computer. You're selling what those products will do after they own the benefits of the product. And then, of course, we have to then handle objections. See, people hardly can't say yes to spend money till they first say some type of no. So we have to master handling objections. Then number six is the art that, of course, our company and my life has been built on, closing the sale. You know, yes, great presentation, but let's get the check, close the sale. And then, of course, getting referrals. The great pro realizes the job isn't over when you make a sale. It now is time to meet everyone they know in a proper way, to have friends and relatives that they know do business with you. And so if a person is a real pro, they'll master those fundamentals. And of course, they will study, become students of the art form of selling. And one thing wonderful about selling is it can be a learned art form. You don't have to go through a lot of pain of change if you master listening better, questioning more, and let people see your heart, that you care about them more than making the sale. And if you have that attitude, the sales will come. You'll prosper for the right reasons.
Oh, that's so good. I have to go back to the golf analogy just for a second. Is if you listen intently into, you know, say after a golfer won a tournament, or, you know, they catch him maybe in between, like from a Saturday to a Sunday or something like that, oftentimes you will hear this: I need to get back to the fundamentals, man. Those last couple shots, something just didn't feel right. I'm going back to the basics. I'm going back to the fundamentals. Here's where I'd like to take this just for a moment. Let's think about that sales individual that says, you know what? I had a bad week. I had a bad month. I had a bad quarter. I'm going to go back to the fundamentals. And I want everyone to pay attention to the first thing that Tom said on those seven. It was prospecting. When's the last time, unfortunately, I'm sad and I'm concerned about it, that somebody in sales said, you know what, I had a bad week, I had a bad month, I'm going to go back to the fundamentals and I'm going to double down on prospecting? Interesting, well, isn't it?
And you know what's so amazing, what you're saying, is I spent, can't tell you the number of years, I was a real kind of a fanatic on graphing things. Hmm. And I would graph the activity level of the month. And then the next month, I would see the productivity, meaning quality activity, which is prospecting, talking to more people, getting more ways of getting in front of people. If you'll increase your activity levels, I promise you, you'll look at that the next month with greater income, greater sales. Many people, because of the fear of rejection, because of fear of failure, they are saying, oh, I don't want to go out and either knock on doors, talk to people, go into my territory, get on the phone, call some clients, put my name on the line and my ego out there to be rejected. But it's a numbers game. And I followed these graphs. And if I had a month where my income was going down, Daryl or Larry, and it was going down, I'd go back and say, you know what? I wasn't making as many calls. I wasn't following up. I wasn't doing those special little things that I used to do. So again, fundamentals and going back to basics will, I think, always be something that's important. And if you see yourself maybe, and I don't like the word slumping, but we go through cycles. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have a cycle where everything you touch turns to gold, and then bam, you can have a cycle where everything you touch turns to something other than gold. And that's just called sales, marketing, and business. But you've got to not only keep your attitude, and we mentioned that word attitude, which determines your altitude or how high you're going to fly in income and sales. But if you lose that attitude and excitement, then the people will feel it across the table or desk or even on the phone. They'll feel that you aren't pumped with excitement to do what you do in serving people in marketing products and services.
I love that. And the, you know, to go to the golf analogy, just that fundamentals, you know, you, what you do is you go back to the driving range and you practice and, you know, you get coached. And when just going back to these core things of sales success, the final characteristic of great salespeople is also true of their companies. They believe in continuing education, and the practice and the learning never stops, right?
Well, let me give you an example. Years ago, when I had a home in California, we lived on the course that Tiger Woods is a member of. And this course is a kind of exclusive, of course, and he'd come out. And, of course, all of us that were not great golfers, decent. Okay, break 100, yay. Anyway, all of us, we knew he was coming out. And, of course, the club had a rule where you don't talk or take pictures. I mean, it was just one of those clubs. That's why he was a member there. He wanted to be left alone. But he'd come out, and, of course, we're teeing off at 10 o'clock, the four of us. And, of course, he'd come out, and he's there on the range hitting balls. And they bring out where we would have a little bucket of 10 or 20 balls. They would have balls piled up in a pyramid. Maybe 2 or 3 feet tall, hundreds. Wow. And I had gone out at 10 and come back at 2:33. And there Tiger Woods would be in front of that pile of balls. I saw him one day hit 3 hours with just a 9-iron. One club, three wow. hours. Wow. And of course, be careful, everyone listening and watching, because practice doesn't make perfect. Mm-hmm. If you have the wrong fundamentals, you keep practicing, and you'll get good at doing nothing right. So you've got to have the right fundamentals. And, of course, Tiger Woods has the most beautiful fundamentals in yeah. his golf swing. And we used to get in our carts and go find some trees and watch and hide, sneak around and watch him. And it was magnificent to see this young man, and this is back many years ago when he started and, of course, went to the very top. But you show me a pro, and I'll show you someone who has found the fundamentals in selling and marketing, the seven, mastered them, internalized them, and every day lives them. And because of that, they not only are highly paid, but they're respected, motivated. And, of course, people say this is a champion because they do the right thing every day.
It's so good because oftentimes in selling from the heart and even inside our community and the intensives that we coach in, we talk consistently, Tom, about the difference between sales reps and sales professionals. You're called a professional for a reason. So if we take a look at what's happened over the course of events, I would say this: control what you can control, and you can't control what you can't control. True professionals control their approach to the game, to their craft, and they double down on the fundamentals. If there's anything that I could reinforce and layer on what Tom's been saying, it's this is the time that you double down on the fundamentals. You double down on getting back to the basics, and you make those non-negotiable. That's what professionals do.
And you're also flexible. I like that word, where you're willing to change, adapt. You do have to be flexible in the way you handle the business today. With all that's happened in the world, things are changing. Some people get so stuck in what they're doing, they won't be willing to say, you know what, I got to change some of this stuff for the times we're in. But I'll guarantee you, if you look at almost any major company in the U.S., they're the profitable because of the people that are going out to the point of sale, talking to people on the phone, talking to people in person, putting their egos on the line to possibly have a rejection, but willing to overcome those no's to get to the yeses. Because fundamentally true is the fact that all the yeses in life are really kind of hiding behind that two-letter word called no. So we got to go through the no's to get the yeses.
Yeah, there you go. I'm having just wonderful flashback moments of being at your conferences, Tom, years ago and all of that. Hey, but I hear some good news. I hear that your material is now bundled up and available on this little website called Amazon. Is that true?
Yes. Well, you know, what I'm doing is kind of winding down my seminars. I've been doing, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years for years. And so my wife and I are now, you know, enjoying the fruits of our labor. And so because I'm winding down, Amazon has been gracious to take all of our books, CDs and videos and everything that we have and offering them to the public. And they're, you know, let's face it, because I'm kind of winding down, they're discounting them. Well, that's super. But if anyone's interested, they can go to Amazon and ask for Tom Hopkins sales training products, and they can see what we have. And I'd love to become a part of their life. It's been a highlight in my life to have a chance to help people have a better life in the field of sales. And sales is so important to our country. You know, I travel quite a bit to other countries, and most of them don't realize that our companies that are marketing products at a profit are creating the income to pay taxes and to also build families that can make a nice living. And so I hope if someone's wondering, what am I going to do, or wondering maybe should I try something else, look into the field of sales. Almost every city has got companies that are not only doing well, but are looking for bright, nice folks that are have a good attitude, that come across properly with people, that want to serve and then will sell. Mm-hmm. And so you may want to look at that, because selling is a willy. It's the highest paid hard work and the lowest paid easy work. But if you fall in love with selling and people fall in love with you, you'll prosper for a long time. And it's a blast.
So beautiful.
Tom, you'll know this. The highs are highs and the lows are lows. But I wanted to say something about how to master the art of selling. If I go back, I'm going to date myself a little bit. I started my sales career at the tail end of 1987. And the first two books I read, one was How to Master the Art of Selling. The second was How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Yeah. Those two books formed the foundation that I carried out throughout my sales career. So I'd urge listeners, right, especially the young people that are listening to Selling from the Heart, there is an awful lot of amazing, fantastic books that are out now. But I'd encourage you, go back to some of the oldies but goodies, and you'll be surprised now how some of that is still relevant today. I just had to say it. Sorry, but it's a truth.
Tom, it has been a tremendous honor and pleasure sharing time together today. And I just, on behalf of the whole Selling from the Heart community and all the authentic sales professionals around the world listening in, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a champion for authenticity. And thank you for pouring your heart into all of us today and for years and years and years. So deeply appreciate you.
My pleasure. And keep up what you folks are doing. You're both helping a lot of people. And for all of you that spend a few minutes with us, thank you again. And good selling and happy living.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks, Tom.
Wow, Larry, what a just gold mine of inspiration and practical ideas. And I love this concept of the driving range. I mean, just getting back and working on the fundamentals. This is, you know, this, especially there's a lot of salespeople listening in. We've been saying 2021, you got to get it done in 21, because maybe last year was really rough for you. Well, if you're struggling, go back to the driving range, right? Go practice the seven fundamentals, grab some of Tom's materials to coach you along. Oh, do whatever you need to do, but don't just keep going doing the same things without working on your game.
No, it's if I just have to leave the listeners with one more golf analogy, but because it all ties into the seven fundamentals that Tom had shared. And, you know, you talk about driving range, Daryl, you know, look, I mean, let's just look at it in a standard golf bag. There's 14 clubs between drivers, a putter, mm-hmm. wedge, specialty wedge, and so forth. Think about it when it goes, if we can take that analogy of the 14 clubs, irons, putters, things like that, and you relate it back to the very first fundamental that Tom had shared, which is prospecting. Mm-hmm. How many different ways today are there to prospect? Here's our challenge this week, is take those 14 clubs. Now think of 14 different ways that you can prospect and get back to the basics.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And do the activity. All of it's so good. Hey, thank you to everybody for joining us this week. Make sure you don't miss the Client Appreciation Challenge, May 17th through 21st. Client Appreciation Week is going to be amazing. It's going to be inspirational and it's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited about that coming up. Thank you to our friends at BombBomb. And all of you who are going to be at Outbound in June, we look forward to seeing you there as well. And until next week, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value, go back to the fundamentals and practice, and most of all,